CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of October, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Introducing the RSGB mobile app. Join the RSGB 2025 convention live stream. Get involved with Jamboree on the air. The Society is excited to announce the launch of the RSGB mobile app. This fantastic new members benefit allows you to enjoy RadCom, RadCom Basics, and RadCom Plus wherever you are, complementing the RSGB's existing web app with the new mobile app. You can save editions to read offline, bookmark articles to enjoy later, and have seamless access to extra digital content. With easy-to-use navigation, the app is your one-stop shop for RSGB publications. You can download it now via the Apple app and Google Play stores, or go to rsgb.org/radcom for the links. The second day of the RSGB 2025 convention is well underway with a great lineup of presentations. If you've been unable to attend in person, you can catch up with the live stream on the Society's YouTube channel via youtube.com/the RSGB. The live streams for both days will remain available for everyone to watch and offer a program full of engaging speakers to help you discover, learn, and progress within amateur radio. Presentations include Radio Communications Foundation trustee Andy Webster, G7UHN, who explains how you can use radio technology to engage and inspire non-radio amateurs. Hans Summers, G0UPL of QRP Labs, talks about polar modulation, and you can also watch a fascinating panel discussion in which representatives of four amateur radio groups or societies discuss what they've been doing to help their club thrive. Whether you've attended the convention in person or watched the live stream, the Society would love to hear your feedback. Share your thoughts on the event by going to rsgb.org/feedback. For those who have attended the event, and rsgb.org/livestream-feedback for those who watch the event online. Thank you to everyone who has responded to the RSGB's call for Jamboree on the air participation. Samuel McCutcheon, M0UEL, is the RSGB Youth Champion for Scouts, Cadets and Guides, and has compiled a list of scouting groups that are involved with the annual event. To view the list, go to rsgb.org/JOTA and select the JOTA Stations on the Air link on the right-hand side of the page. If you are planning to get involved with JOTA and would like to be added to the list, please get in touch via youthchampion.scouts@rsgb.org.uk with a summary of your station name, call sign and any other relevant information. The RSGB would love to see your photos of scouts getting involved with JOTA, so tag at the RSGB and also use #JOTAJOTI to be involved in the conversation on social media. If you're not involved with Jota Station, do listen out for them on the air and encourage the young operators. This year's event is taking place between the 17th and 19th of October. Volunteers at the RSGB National Radio Centre had a particularly busy weekend at the end of September. It was 1940s weekend at Bletchley Park, for which the centre set up the GB1 SOE station, and over the weekend RSGB volunteers welcomed almost 1,100 visitors through the doors. If you'd like to be part of this engaging and motivated team, the RSGB NRC coordinator is currently looking for a volunteer specifically to join the Friday team. If you'd like to find more about this role, email Martin with a Y, Baker, G0GMB via nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. RSGB Air Cadets Exercise Blue Ham will take place on the 60-metre band from 0700 to 1600 UTC over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of October. To operate, you must be a full licence holder. More details can be found on the alphacharlie.org.uk website. That's the words, not the phonetics. alphacharlie.org. The RSGB wishes to record with sadness the passing of a GB2RS newsreader, Peter Valentine, G0NQZ, at the grand age of 101. Age was no barrier to Peter. At a mere 96, he walked 96 miles for his local hospital charity, and he was still broadcasting GB2RS from Eastbourne in his 100th year. He was described by our fellow newsreader as a true ambassador for amateur radio. Peter had a wonderfully distinctive voice on the air, and for many years he also read a talking newspaper for the blind. Our thoughts are with Peter's wife, Heather, and family. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Autumn Dartmoor Radio Club Rally is taking place at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Mevey Lane, Yelverton. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. For information, email to Echo Zero Romeo Papa Hotel at gmail.com. The next Essex CW Amateur Radio Club Boot Camp will take place on Saturday the 18th of October. It will be held at the 3rd Witham Scout and Guide Headquarters. Places are limited, so email info@essexcw.org.uk as soon as possible to book your place. Now the special event news. Special call sign, Alpha Tango 2-5 Golf Oscar Alpha is active to celebrate Hamfest India 2025. Look for activity on the 80 to 10 meter bands using CW, FT8, FT4 and SSB. QSOs will be uploaded to QRZ.com and Clublog. See QRZ.com for more information. The International Amateur Radio Club at ITU headquarters in Geneva is active with the 4U0ITU call sign until the end of the year. The station is operating in celebration of the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunications Union. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or direct to the International Amateur Radio Club. Now the DX news. Today is the last chance to work Harry, JG7PSJ, who is active as Whiskey Hotel Zero Romeo Uniform from Saipan, OC086, on the Northern Mariana Islands. He usually operates CW and SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to JG7PSJ. And Bo, OZ1DJJ, is active as Oscar X-Ray 3 Lima X-Ray from Greenland, NA018, until the 21st of October. The station was spotted regularly on the HF bands using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via OZ0J. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 14th, the RSGB 432 Megs FM Activity Contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 cents band, its standard signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB 432 Megs UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 15th, the RSGB Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 16th, the RSGB 70 megs activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 19th, the RSGB 50 megs affiliated societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Oceania DXCW contest started at 0600 UTC on the Saturday the 11th and runs until 0600 UTC today, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. That one's over. Oh well. The Worktal Germany contest runs from 1500 UTC on Saturday the 18th to 1500 UTC on Sunday the 19th of October, using CW and SSV on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YALA and G4BAO on Wednesday the 8th of October. We finally got rid of the high speed solar wind stream which caused havoc on the HF bands, but we're not out of the woods yet. Last week we saw the KP index hit 6.67 on the 2nd of October and it was often up around 4 or even more. Even though the KP index eventually reduced, the ionosphere took its time to recover and things were not back to near normal until Tuesday the 7th. Meanwhile, the solar flux index decreased to 131 by the 8th, so the HF bands were hardly humming by this time. DX on the 10-meter band was hard to find. Openings to Europe were commonplace, but longer paths were not so good, with only weak North American stations being heard later in the day. A minor G1 geomagnetic storm watch was in effect for 48 hours from the 7th of October, when at least one faint coronal mass ejection was predicted to pass the Earth. Only minor C-class flares occurred during the week, but that didn't help too much. CDXC members were reporting DX such as V85T in Brunei on 50 meters and A52G in Bhutan on 20 meters, both using CW. However, there was not much to work on the higher bands. Southerly paths were a little better with 5X2I in Uganda reported on the 17 meter band using FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 130 to 140, but it's also predicting geomagnetic disturbances today. After that, the sun may quieten a little, with a maximum KP index of 2 for the rest of the coming week, before more geomagnetic disturbances. The KP index is forecast to be 4 or 5 during the weekend of the 18th and 19th. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The coming week is dominated by high pressure, either over the UK or near enough to influence the propagation and provide a prolonged period of tropo weather. It's probably worth mentioning a few ground rules about tropo operating. Firstly, large areas of high pressure can produce widespread lift conditions due to the strength of the elevated temperature inversion, 1 to 1.5 kilometers above ground. The longer the high lasts, the lower this descends, so limiting maximum distance across the center of the high. Try beaming around the edge rather than across the center. Secondly, there may be surface temperature inversions at night or in foggy weather, and these will provide temporary enhancements. Thirdly, the clue for a good radio temperature inversion is the presence of fog or layers of cloud which give a better moisture contrast and ducting prospects. And one last point, try other modes like SSV or CW rather than sticking to repeaters, which can get very crowded in lift conditions. There is no rain scatter in the frame this week, and the Draconid's meteor shower has just passed, so back to random activity on that front. On the 8th of October, the sporadic e-graphs at propquest.co.uk showed there had been occasional spikes up to 5 MHz or so. This may liven up the 10-meter band if we get any more. There have been a few weak auroral events, but nothing too exciting. For EME operators, the moon's declination is still increasing, reaching its peak today, so long moon windows and high peak elevation continue. Path losses are rising again after perigee on the 8th. 144 megs sky noise will be moderate to low for the coming week, and that's all from the Procrastination team this week. Next, the local news. Well, there's plenty of time, so I'm going to read it all. Details of RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. News for the Southwest. Nothing new here. Where we go? Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. Club welcomes all members and non-members. November Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 megs from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. Colin, G3YHV, is contact 0117-982-3822 or secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk or look at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3Z repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages or email the secretary via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, alpharomeocharlie.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Surrey Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. There's a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there'll be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080 or Sierra.CharlieAlphaWhiskey, Sierra Echo Yankee, at sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 megs from 12 p.m. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 144.575 megs from 7:30 p.m. Friday sees a meeting at Isluin High School, NP12 0NU. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK 07972336885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. Contacts is through, I should imagine, Golf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cumbrun and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentliss Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club, and GarethMW6GVR is the contact via MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.105 megs or 3.705 megs from 10 a.m. Tomorrow, that's the 13th, there will be a digital net on XLX135N from 8 p.m. Tuesday sees a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. A clubhouse evening takes place on Thursday from 7 p.m. For more information, visit Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk, and Paul Day MW0PBD is the contact on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club holds a net on Friday on 145.525 megs from 7 p.m. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and contact is via Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie dot Newport at gmail.com, or you can look at Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie.com on the web. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.